This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. More than 980,000 Coloradans have voted so far, according to numbers out from the Secretary of State's office as of yesterday. That includes Democratic incumbent Senator Michael Bennet. He and his family dropped off ballots yesterday.
I hope everybody votes. I'd really like to see Colorado go from being the second voter turnout state in the country to being number one.
Currently, ballot return numbers are lagging behind those from this time in 2018. More than 360,000 unaffiliated voters have submitted ballots, followed by registered Democrats, then Republicans. Tribal communities in Colorado are trying to bump up voter turnout ahead of next week's midterm election. This year, Southern Ute and Ute Mountain Ute voters can turn in their ballots at newly added drop boxes spread across both reservations. Early in-person voting has also been extended by 2 days for Southern Ute citizens. It will run from Friday through Election Day. Another voting center will also open Monday on the Ute Mountain Ute Reservation. Colorado did not guarantee voting centers for tribal communities until 2019. Xcel Energy has pulled out of a proposed hydropower project it wanted to build in the Uinoweep Canyon south of Grand Junction. CPR's Joe Wirtz has more.
Colorado's largest power provider withdrew its permit request for the $1.6 billion plan a day after it received federal permission to study the project. The plan called for the construction of two reservoirs, a pipeline, and turbines to generate emissions-free power in order to help Xcel Energy hit its goal of being fossil fuel-free by 2050. Many residents and environmental groups worried the project would hurt water, wildlife, and the sensitive ecosystem in the canyon. Joe Wirtz, CPR News.
You can find these stories and more at cpr.org.